get everything set up like how it's supposed to be. Set it up, people. We got another week of sports. We just had the NBA draft. It's a lot to talk about. It's a lot to talk about. Dalton Connect 4, Mr. Connect 4, 17th pick in the NBA draft out of Tennessee, former D2, D3 player. Shout out. It's sports, man. You gotta love it. Summertime is coming up. We got the track events popping off. 16-year-old over there blazing speed right now. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. This was probably the most disappointing draft we've ever seen in our lives. Most of the players that's in this draft was unknown. That doesn't take away from the fact that they might not be great. They might be Hall of Famers. We don't know. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. But I got to say, I've been asked this question. How do I feel about the coaching hire? How do I feel about the draft picks? Where do I see the franchise going within the next couple of years? Bron, 3-year contract. J.J. Redick, 4-year contract. Bronny James getting drafted by the Lakers. Hey, man, I got a couple of people I want to holler at real quick. Shout out to 12 Cal. Shout out to 12 Cal. He had a question. Very important question. I want to see where we go here. Let's see what he got. Let's see what he got.
What up, what up, what up, BTG? It's your boy 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast.
We know it.
Back in the gym, man. I am back in the gym. I bought my own basketball.
Okay.
Got my sneakers on.
Okay.
I tried to bring King Germ in, but he's got on church shoes, man. He can't hoop in here with church shoes.
You know what area you come from when you say you got your sneakers on. Not your kicks, not your dogs, your sneakers.
Question. We just saw the NBA draft, right? And with the influx of European players at the top of the draft board, I don't know about you, but as this draft was on, I didn't know any of these people were getting drafted.
Same.
I'm a Hawks fan, and we drafted a guy that I've never even heard of. But my question to you is, there's a sentiment, at least I saw on social media, and I had in a couple of my circles, where a lot of us basketball heads were having conversations about whether or not the NBA, the American NBA player or potential NBA player has fallen off. Do you think that this influx of European players, and I'm not just talking about the players that got drafted, because if we look across the NBA right now, some of the best players in the league aren't from here. You got Joel, you got Giannis, you got Luka. You got some of the best players in the league, and they're not American-born and not black. So my question to you is, what is it that we're not doing wrong in this country as far as developing our players? Because for our players to be falling down this list, a lot of people feel like a message is being sent to us that we need to straighten up and get right. How can we close the gap? Because these guys are clearly above us and surpassing us. And it's only a matter of time in which we get phased out. Or at least that's the sentiment that I'm hearing.
Okay.
You tell me what you think.
All right. Well, shout out to 12 Cal. All right. That's my OG right there. That's all love right there. I kick it to him in the corner. He not getting back on defense. He Klay Thompson up today, but he's still knocking that down. He's not locking down nothing. Okay. Shout out to 12 Cal. I know his strengths. But he's going to knock down that corner shot. And we're going to bring him back next year. Here's the thing, 12. Well, we got to understand, first and foremost, one thing that's different from the Euro players and the American players is that they go pro way quicker than we do. You know, we have a requirement to go to college, bare minimum a year. You know, in football is different. It's longer. Pause. But, you know, now, I mean, it's cool to get high school players, but now it's a risk. You got to see, back in the day, we had some special high school players. You know what I'm saying? Like the cats that was coming out of high school then, they weren't no chumps. And one of the greatest of all time came straight out of high school. Kevin Garnett came out of high school. You had some cats that could go straight to the league. And I think you might find a couple of cats that can go straight to the league today, but it's a risk. You know, we're going to get to Bronny in a second, but the potential in that draft is, they're marketing that draft, or that draft is being viewed as a top five one of the worst drafts of all time. And that's only because there's no names. That's only because there's no buzz around it. The W is getting more love and attention than the NBA draft. The only thing that actually stood out was the Lakers' 17th pick and their 55th pick in the second round, which was the next day. The first time we had a two-day draft. But these Euro players, man, Luka has been playing since what, 14, 15, 16 years old, professional basketball. Now, Euro sports is slightly different because it's all about the points over there. And you can see that translating over to the NBA. So I don't think there's a message being sent, not as far as you getting your shit together, because we still have an ego. We still consider ourselves the head honchos, and we're kind of cocky and conceited when it comes to trying to go after that jewelry in the world, the Olympics, that gold, right? So I don't think they're going to risk it. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to disrespect our players. But the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of talent across seas. They studied what we created, and they took it more serious than what we get. I could blame some of that on AAU, though, 12 Cal. A lot of these cats don't play defense anyway. And in the Euro League, bro, they putting up points. Look, last year, we set records last year about how much points the offenses was putting up. Remember back in the day, the 90s and the early 2000s, one of the things that was out here with the Lakers was, if the Lakers scored 100 points or more, we get two free tacos at Jack in the Box. Them niggas was working overtime that night. Yeah, free tacos. Two tacos and we get over 100. And then I want to say the Dodgers had a thing where I think after a Dodger win, you can get like a small little meal at California Pizza Kitchen. Yeah, so that was the thing. And then the in fluctuation of points and shit, the lack of defense. I could look at certain, there's a handful of players that played some authentic defense, and one just won his second title this year. You know what I mean? It's not too many cats that play defense with a passion. A lot of these cats know how to play defense, but they don't want to put the effort in. That changes the game. You know what I'm saying? So on top of cats not wanting to play defense because they want to reserve their energy for offense, two, they're trying to translate it more into more of a Euro game where it's just strictly offense. They did that in the NFL had already did that. They start protecting the receiver. They start protecting the quarterback more. After Tom Brady got injured that one year in the first game, they said, we got to, this is an investment. We need niggas on the court. We need Zion to play. Don't touch him. And we're going to make sure you sit out as long as you want to. Niggas don't have a passion for the game no more. You know what I'm saying? And those Euro players that's coming over here to get a chance to play against the quote-unquote best of the best, the top of the top, marketing, money, different type of lifestyle they going to live. If you one of them niggas, and you know what I'm talking about, you potentially looking at nothing less than 300 for a Supermax. They talking about Vince Magna Carta. He's going to probably be the first one to crack half a billy for a Supermax. He one of those type of players. You know what I'm saying? Jaylen Brown is probably one of the only cats that you got to tip your hat to and say, this is a cat who worked his way up the rankings, and the rankings not that far deep because he got drafted as one of the guys. You see what I'm saying? He was already the second part-time first option on the team. But to get the, but to get that 300 mil and do something with it, nah, these niggas ain't like that. He's a different type of nigga. And the passion for the game ain't like that anymore. I can't think of old girl name that played with played at LSU with you know what I'm talking about, the point guard. I feel like she wants a better rap career than basketball career. And how many people have we talked to that said, hey man, I love watching college basketball more than the pros because them niggas is hungry, especially when it comes to March Madness. That's why I say March Madness is one of the greatest, a top two, top three event of all time. That's win or go home, line it up, nigga, the lowest seed, the 15th seed versus the number one seed. And you have a chance to, it's one game. Anything can happen. They don't have that type of passion anymore because niggas is getting paid in college. It's no rush anymore. It's not, I got to hurry up and get to the league so I can get my mom a house anymore type of basketball. So, no, I don't think the league is sending the message. I think just the league is saying, hey, it's about the entertainment now. It's not even about the love of the game. I think it's just about the entertainment. You can't play no hand check, hip check, none of that shit. It's like K-Dot beating Drake. When you see a defender being able to get a little bit physical, when you see a defender like Jrue Holiday, you appreciate a player like that. Cause it's a lost art to play defense like that. You know what I mean? Pat Bev was fooling niggas. He could play defense, but it was more wrestling, it was more WWE than actual skill. I mean, obviously you got the skill enough to make it on the team and play for multiple teams, but his lockup game ain't nowhere near like Jrue Holiday's. We can go watch some footage on that one, and we can break down the college careers too. Maybe if you want to go back to high school, it's going to get ugly. Hey, man, 12 Cal. It's not going to get too far away from it, though. I don't think it's going to be. I think this is a phase that the NBA is going to go through. I don't think it's going to completely change like that because them numbers is going to start going down and they're going to know. I think they pay close attention to those ratings. You know what I mean? Bron strong-armed his son on the team to get drafted and made those other teams stay away. That doesn't happen in sports every day. It doesn't. And it's you know, now don't get me wrong, we had some shit that happened for a first time a long time ago. You know, the Eli Manning not wanting him to play in San Diego. So that's how he ended up in New York. You know, it's you had some shit like, you know, like that. All of it, you know, Lonzo get drafted to the Lakers. It's some of this shit is Hollywood written. You know? But them ratings ain't gonna lie. I mean, they might lie to us about the numbers. But eventually they're gonna have to fix some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, that's a good question, though. I like that. I mean, OG always keep me sharp. Always keep me sharp. But, yeah, no, I think them Euros, to me, I ain't no offense or anything like that. I don't want to say it like that, but they're a little bit on the softer side. That's not going to roll. America likes blood. That's why football will always be probably the top sport. Because it's brutal. We want to see violence. And if you take that away from us, something that has been embedded, especially in the important decades, the 80s and the 90s, 70s, 80s, and 90s is probably some of the coldest decades to be a part of. Very pivotal when it comes to sports, that is. So that's my answer, man. I think eventually We got them. It's just that it's good. And it's a money thing, though. 12 cal, because, like, you marketing the NBA everywhere now. Like, we want all y'all dollars. We want the fan base literally across the world. So even when we go into battle in the Olympics, we still got niggas from other countries rooting for us. It's money. It's money, man. That's how it is. It's no way other way. To be honest, bro, like I said, it's more WWE than anything now. Everything is like it's just watch how the soap opera, the drama just attached to sports now. It has to be attached to sports now. You know what I mean? Like, we cannot just have sports and then from, you know, from time to time or every now and then you have a player with some type of on or off the court, on and off the field type of issues. And it has to be reported. Now every day there's some type of drama, tweets involved and, you know, behind the lot, you know, just behind the scenes shit getting leaked out, rumors. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. More than what it used to be. Like, in the 90s and early 2000s, I think we appreciated sports so much better because we didn't get a lot of that. We didn't get a lot of that info. And the rumors wasn't even popular like that because you couldn't fit all those rumors into that newspaper. Nowadays, you could put fake news out there or you could put your perspective on shit. Just think about it. Nobody is wasting paper space. Those companies is not allowing you to write no bullshit in those papers. You're paying for that space or you're responsible for that space. So everything now is just fucking think pieces, opinions, all kind of shit has changed. They got advertisement on the jerseys now. 12 count shit is just changing in basketball. It's just changing in basketball, bro. We still got the players. It's just, you know, the ones that are the ones got to get the opportunity to get down. And what I mean by that is, like, they might not be the marketable ones. They might be the ones that come from a, you know, they might be at a D2 school. You know what I'm saying? Or they might not make it to the tournament. But they there. They are there, bro. We still kill us out here. That's not going nowhere. Now, I know we just lost a football game to Japan. I don't know how the fuck that happens. But y'all football players, 12 Cal, King Germ, a lot of you niggas, Goldie, all y'all that, yeah, we're going to bring up the fact, we're going to talk about that basketball players being able to play football versus football players being able to play basketball more efficiently because you niggas just got spanked by a Japan team. I don't care what squad y'all sent out there to lose to. That's my answer, 12 Cal. That's my answer. The game is just too much shit changing. You know, it's a lot of money being thrown around. Being an influencer is everything. Getting movie is nothing changed except for the online shit. I mean, there was basketball players back in the day doing what they had to do so they can get movie and TV show time, et cetera, and shit like that. So a lot of our favorite athletes of all time has been either a part of movies, blockbuster movies, and TV shows. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just even more because you got influencers, online comedians, and all kind of groups and shit that you could be a part of and represent and things like that. Like, you can go viral, you know? So it's just a lot of shit that takes away from the game of basketball with these basketball players being involved. You know what I mean? So unfortunately, like I said, I don't think our players are going to go anywhere, but I do feel like it has taken a lot of passion away from the game. So if there's anything that has really changed, it's the passion for the game, the passion to play basketball, the passion to win championship. You ain't even got to have that Mamba mentality. That's a whole nother level. It's almost a spiritual realm you go through when you're on some Mamba mentality shit. I'm just talking about just having pure love for the game and wanting to carry on history of basketball. And I don't think you got a lot of that anymore. But guess what? Special guest.
Yes, sir. This is for Open Run with BTG. It's the big homie. Just had to ask a question or statement. You know how Caitlin Clark, obviously, you know, the Indiana Fever, has those bandwagoners. As a Laker fan, And now that Bronny is drafted in the second round, 55th pick, are you guys welcoming new fans to the LA Laker fan base, aka bandwagoners?
That's a good question, D Murph. Shout out to D Murph, man. I need to call him. We need to have a chat on the phone. NCAA football coming out soon. We know what it is. Yeah, Murph, you're gonna have to holler at me, man. And take your time on coming back. The podcast game ain't went nowhere, but we need you back though. Good question. I am a Caitlin Clark fan because it's her against the world right now. It seemed like most of the world hate her. A large portion of black people, especially black women, dislike her because they feel like she's getting too much love and pampering and this, that, and the third. Is she targeted? Yes, but I think that's all a part of the game. Rookie hazing, whatever you want to call it, they whooping her ass. She needs to fight back or just stay quiet, go into a Kobe offseason mode, come back, and God bless them all, right? Hey, to your question, yes. If you want to be a bandwagon, I don't have no problem with that. You know, that today people need to be a part of something positive. So if they feel like Bronny being on the team is a good thing and now they want to be a 2024 and beyond Laker fan, so be it, bro. You know, you can always tell the authentic fans from those. I know you are a Spurs fan. And not to say it like that, but I mean, I know a couple, but I don't know too many Spurs fans. So I don't think Cass is going to really lie about that, even though they have a reason to lie because they got the accolades, but it ain't the sexiest pick, right? But it's still heavenly respected. Go right ahead, man. Go right ahead. Look. For a player to cause that much attention and to help out women's basketball, she's doing her job. Her part of it. Hey man, if that's what it, even if it feels fake or if it looks fake in the beginning, hey, they might get converted into being a real fan. You know what I'm saying? They might be not as objective towards the Lakers anymore because now, by them liking Bronny on the team, they can go study the history and be like, oh, this is why this was it, and da 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 da, and then you know. It happened. I think I was just telling somebody, like, when I was listening to artists' interviews, I had to gain a new respect for them because they shared some information that you wouldn't know about them. And it just, they opened up about their personal situations and experiences in life, not just in the music game. So that could happen with sports. You know, you could follow a player that you're interested in or even a player that you hate, but then start hearing some of the backstories and things like that pertaining to that player, and that changes the game for you, and you want him to win. And then by wanting him to win, you want the team to win. You know what I'm saying? You might come across a couple of other players that's on a team that you like. You know what I mean? And boom, you might get converted from a bandwagon to a real fan, you know? But, you know, it is what it is. Like, the level of debating, it's not where it used to be. So it doesn't really matter when we debating sports now because niggas already set in stone in what they like, you know. And I'm at 40. So if you didn't had multiple teams that you was going for in your 40s, then I don't know what to say at that moment. You know what I'm saying? I've been pretty much tattooed to my teams. It will always be the Raiders. It would always be the Lakers. It'll always be the everything West Coast. Dodgers, UCLA, yeah, and even then, I'll support USC if it's anybody. To me, it's like we sticking together. It's gonna always be Pac-12. You know what I'm saying? I think Washington with us, right? We all sticking together, so it's like it's still us against y'all, but we just in a different conference. That's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? So be a bandwagon. I'm okay with it. There ain't nothing to argue about. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's like, that's like being a ghostwriter, though. I'm going to tell you why. That's like having a ghostwriter. Because now, let me tell you what it's an easy call. You don't have to do no work. Anytime, so, you know, any team that wins a championship, you go over there and hop on the other boat. You go. What you're trying to say is you don't feel comfortable not looking good in front of other people. You want to always have one up on people. So you just keep hopping from that's a little prostitution. That you want to keep hopping the champion to champion. That's nasty business. And then it's like, you can't be from Arizona talking about I'm a Boston Celtics fan. You know what I mean? Like, come on, dog. But I mean, look, unless you got some deep family history story to break down about it, I ain't knocking you. But shout out to Murph, man. Like I said, man, draft happened. You know what I'm saying? Dalton, Connect from Tennessee. Happy about that. Happy about that pick. I'm not surprised that he got picked that late. Well, then I am. You know what I'm saying? Because there was, like I said, he's a steal only for certain teams. You know, I think, no offense, 12 Cal, but if y'all pick him in Atlanta, I'm not sure how much he will be able to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we wanted him to come in and help immediately, but his help is not help to, is it help to maintain a lead or help to get those leads back up? You know what I'm saying? Not to be the second option if Trae Young is still gonna stay here. You see what I'm saying? So, but if the Celtics end up taking him, or Denver, maybe a Dallas or a Minnesota end up taking him, that's a hell of a steal right there. So for us, it's more so of, or it's a lot of corrections that we need him to come in and correct from last year and the year before. So, you know, I'm happy about that. And I told Cats I was happy about J.J. Redick being the coach, especially if we get Dwayne Casey and Rondo over here on the bench to round off the coaching tree. I would love that. I would love that. But 4 years he got, and I'm gonna let him. He gotta rock those 4 years. The thing that I think he will always have an upper hand on is he knows what he wants as a shooter, because he was a former sniper. And I want to see if he has his. I want to see what type of pin down screen. Come off the screen threes, and I want to see what he gonna draw up in those timeouts. You know what I'm saying? Is it gonna be a battle between him and LeBron to get the clipboard and draw up the best sideline offensive play? You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking forward to. Rotation and all that other shit is a must, but yeah. But I need to know situational plays and, you know, 2 minute drills and shit. We need to know. And as far as Bronny, I'm going to say this. As a sports fan, as a dad, this is something that you want to see. I give him a pass because he really taking his own path. He's not getting, he has had special privileges, obviously getting picked in the second round. When he, you know, some other teams potentially could have took him and was told not to. So that comes with a special line of privilege right there. But he still has to prove that he can actually play in the league. You know what I mean? So it's his time to shine. And his daddy can't save him. But it's dope that he's going to be able to play with his dad. That first lob or that first kick out to the three, or to the top of the key or to the baseline, my nigga, the crowd is going to go fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Was it the best pick? In all honesty, I didn't know most of them niggas anyway. And I'm hoping that they could prove us wrong. But that's just going to be dope to see regardless. Yes, selfishly, I want my squad to get it together, because they've been making some questionable things, doings, hirings, decision makings the past couple of years. Just questionable shit. So I want to see if this is the start of rebuilding something with some type of polish to it. That's where we at. That's where we at with it. So, special shout out to D Murph. Special shout out to 12 Cal. King Jerm, you're going to have to pull up or send something near, man. Because, like I said, the Florida Gators, we got to talk about them. You don't sound so confident over there. Man, I'm just checking out, man. Open Run with BTG, man. Hey, King Germs, stop bringing your dress shoes, bro. You and YG are killing me on my court. Bring your, like 12 Cal said, bring your sneakers. Bring your sneakers.